And now we're down in Swords Community College, and we're talking to English teacher Jake Weldon. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning. Thanks for coming out to us today.
You're very welcome. We're in this lovely new building. It seems like a brand new school. Has it been here for long?
It is. We opened 2018. We have about 750 pupils at the moment.
Lovely.
Next
school.
Year we'll reach about 1,000.
It's fabulous, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the Webwise and about bullying and abuse. So tell us a little bit what the Silent Witness campaign is about.
Yep, so our school attended the Silent Witness campaign launch 2 weeks ago, which Webwise oversee. It launched, which is an awareness campaign developed by Webwise to explore the topic of online bullying and abuse. And it, I suppose the important thing is that it was developed in consultation with young people, which incorporated the latest research in this area. And the campaign aims to spark conversations inside and outside of the classroom, in homes, online, and the wider community. And it compromises of three short, powerful films which reflect on different online scenarios young people may encounter.
Okay, so this is a school for students. In what age group?
So we run with from 12 to 16 year olds.
Okay, so like secondary school.
Secondary school.
And we all know that's kind of probably where, you know, if bullying's going to happen, it's going to be mostly in secondary schools. So how, what systems have you got in place to help combat bullying in the school?
So we got involved in this campaign because we are a very technological school. We use iPads, therefore technology would be hand in hand with our everyday. The campaign message is, if your phone is a silent witness, but you don't have to be, so speak up if you witness online bullying and abuse. So we have affiliated ourselves with Webwise to get that message across, and that's one thing that we've done. And in the future, we will have Webwise representatives of the school who will represent us at a national level at various Webwise events. So we're very much affiliating ourselves with Webwise, which is wonderful to address, and also to campaign against online bullying.
Mm.
We've also completed the Fuse DCU anti-bullying program, which we only recently completed, and that's on our website. So the Fuse DCU anti-bullying program is schools must reach certain amounts of requirements on what they're doing in school to combat, and then we get a certified badge. And for example, we've a very strong tutor system in our school whereby students meet with tutors every day in the morning time, and there's a strong relationship there that and it's encouraged students, if they have any issues, the first hand would be the tutor, and then if not, the year head. So there is that kind of linear system that we follow.
Yeah. Do you find pupils are afraid to speak out if they have been bullied, or do you feel with this Webwise they're coming more forward and saying, you know, how they're feeling and what's been happening to them?
The idea is to get more students involved with Webwise, and even if it's just getting them to have a look at resources online. And the idea is to encourage students to speak out, and we know from any past experiences of young people that they'd be very reluctant to speak out on any sorts of issues of bullying and cyberbullying. But we really are, by affiliating ourselves with Webwise, to get the message across to our students that your phone is a silent witness, but you really don't have to be. So don't be afraid to speak out. And there are a number of people in the school that they can speak out to. For example, the tutor system, and the students would have a very strong rapport with their tutor. But also, they can speak to anybody about this.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just their tutor. They can speak to the friends, they can speak at teachers they're comfortable with, or parents at home. And of course, anything serious regarding cyberbullying on Garda Síochána.
And cyberbullying like when I was in school, we didn't have mobile phones. We had bullying. Well, there was always bullying, but you had a break from it. But with cyberbullying, there's no break, because when you go home with your phone, it's still happening. And I presume you've heard of Coco's Law.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, home, you know, Coco's mother was in with me speaking about this, and the way she never got a break from the cyberbullying, and how young people are sometimes just so tormented with it all that they don't have a break at all. Like years ago, we'd come home and have a weekend without it, but now with this, but what you have in place now, do you think it's working?
We have recently started off being affiliated with Webwise. We hope that this is a start. I mean, online bullying is the number one negative online experience children, teens in Ireland encounter. Mm. It isn't a new phenomenon, and there has been lots of progress made in the area, but it is something that our school and Webwise want to revisit, and something that Webwise, the youth panel, our student representatives indicate that it is important to them. So it is something that we are constantly revisiting and looking at and developing new policy in order to combat it. It is very much a live situation week on week.
So you're doing your very best here in this school to combat this type of bullying?
Absolutely, yeah.
So hopefully every other school will come on board and do the same thing, you know, and get in and try and combat the bullying. But do you think, if the student's listening in today and they're going through all this bullying and they don't know who to turn to, I know you say you can turn to a teacher, but a lot of students probably are afraid to speak out. Is there a number they can ring privately and say what's happening, or text a number that they feel comfortable with?
There is various online Webwise as well. The Webwise website, I would most definitely check that out. Mm. There's various helplines and numbers on webwise.ie. So I definitely encourage students to look that up. And if they are a victim of online bullying, or just simply want to have a chat. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily a big issue. It could be rather niche. Definitely reach out and have that conversation.
There's someone there to help you.
Definitely.
So now we're here with Aisha. She's a fifth year student here at Swords Community College. So hi, Aisha, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fantastic, thanks for chatting with us today. So you're going to be talking with us today about your experiences with this with Webwise.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about your experiences with Webwise?
So I went to the Webwise meeting. It was really informative, just to see everybody's experiences with cyberbullying and just stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, how easy, as a student yourself, how easy would you feel, you know, if you were going through something, how easy would it be for you to approach one of your teachers? Would that be your natural person to go to? Would that be the first person you'd think to go to?
I'd probably go to my mum first, but I think for me it would be easy enough to go to my teachers. Like, I do trust them, but I would probably go to my mum first.
So, I mean, what sort of things have you seen in place in the school to help combat bullying?
So we have school iPads, and our iPads are monitored. The teachers can look at our screens in class, and there's blocked websites, so we can't go onto any social media. So there's literally like no bullying online in school. But yeah, that like it. I think it's really good that the iPads are monitored, so it just prevents people bullying in class, so nobody feels like they're being bullied in class.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose everybody knows somebody that's been through something.
Yeah.
And it must be, you know, in this age of technology, I mean, you know, in our day, making us seem really old, you know, it was all sort of pens and pencils and things. And now I suppose the advent of the iPad makes things a lot easier for bullies to torment people.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a lot easier to do it over a phone or an iPad than in person as well.
So, I mean, what sort of... I mean, this is a bit of a long-winded question, I suppose, but what sort of things would you personally like to see in place if you knew someone was being bullied? What kind of things would you like to see implemented?
In school or...
Yeah, I suppose it... Again, it's a bit of a blurred line, isn't it, between the school life and your home life. It's kind of mixed.
Yeah, I just think maybe more talks in school, especially for younger years. Like maybe you should start in primary school rather than just going through secondary school, because like kids start bullying in primary school. So I think just to like nip it in the bud, get rid of that. Like normalization of bullying, cyberbullying, and just
I think they should be talking to kids more about what things they should put in place, because it's no good a load of grown-ups saying, oh right, this is what we're going to do. It makes a lot more sense to talk to the kids that are kids that are experiencing these things.
Thanks
for talking to me today, Aisha. It's been very interesting.
Thanks for having me.
So Aisha, do you want to tell us a bit about Student Voice on the topic of cyberbullying?
Yes, Student Voice is really big in our school. I'm on the student council. I'm the vice chairperson, and we meet with the class reps every month that we're in the process of electing, but we will be meeting with them every month to discuss the issue about cyberbullying, along with a lot of other subjects, but I think that's going to be the main one, just because it's really important to us as a school.
Yeah, fantastic. So let's bring Jake back in now. So Jake, are you gonna you want to give us some phone numbers, I believe, and
yep,
some other information?
So on the webwise.ie there are helplines which encourage listening, supporting and empowering for both students and parents. And it is good to know more traditional and perhaps more personal forms of listening and advice services that they exist in the form of headlines. So the phone number for Childline, 1800 666 666, and the National Parents Helpline also is a confidential telephone service for parents worried about any aspect of their child's education. And they're open from Monday to Wednesday between 10 and 5, and on Thursday and Friday between 10 and 4. And that number is 01-887-4477.
Okay, Jake, if people are listening, say students or parents, and they feel their daughter or their son is being bullied online, where does it cross the line where it's banter and bullying? Like, we weren't joking, we weren't meaning that, like, where does this distinguish that's not banter, it's bullying?
Yeah, I think that's a very important question, and Aisha can definitely come in on this. But if it's done once, it might be considered as just a once-off thing. If anything is done more than once, it would most definitely be considered as bullying. And they're most definitely for banter for some might be quite a hurtful point for others.
Yeah.
So students, and we do tell in conversations, because having conversations is the most important thing here, with students one-to-one and in groups, of course, in well-being class, for example. We have a great well-being class every week with every year group.
That's a class in itself, a well-being class.
It's a class in itself, and right. Again, the issue of bullying and also cyberbullying is brought up here. Just encourages talking out and speaking.
And would you, through that class every week, would you encourage students, if they want to talk after the class or if they have anything to say, to come in?
Absolutely.
And approach, and would students actually come in and speak to you?
They would, yeah. As students would be more comfortable coming to us at the end of class and saying, I'd just like to have a little chat to you, and we're absolutely happy to have those chats, because as I said, conversations is widely important. But it is in those well-being classes where we, and also the tutor classes in the morning time, where we talk about the Silence Witness campaign, and where we show the three short, powerful films which reflect the different online scenarios young people may encounter. And it's involved around the use of social media, mainly TikTok, Instagram, and I'm sure Aisha will probably be the expert here to talk about the social medias.
Yeah.
But that's where it's happening, and the whole campaign, I suppose, if I was to sum it up it would be about speaking out and don't be silent.
And if you had a student approach it and say that they had been bullied online, and you contacted the bully who was doing it, and like I said to you, that the banter or bullying, will you give them the chance to say their piece, and they come across that it was just banter? And if they do it again, you'll explain this to them and give them a chance once or twice. What way does it work?
We would be very strict in the school. We have zero tolerance for bullying in the school. We have an anti-bullying policy. As I said, we have the Fuse DCU anti-bullying program. So we would be very strict on the matter. There is zero tolerance for bullying at Souris Community College. And tutors, teachers, management would be very strict on that matter.
Yeah. So as you said, once, okay, might be, you think, okay, well, it's a joke. But if you do it numerous times, I've heard of this happening online, and then they'd meet outside and bang off a student, oh, that was, sorry, it was a joke, I didn't mean to do that, or even burn a student with a cigarette. So this, because we've done a lot of interviews on this on RFM, and I just banged into you, but the person knows themselves that they weren't, it was done purposely. Is this hard kind of, to tackle this type of problem?
It certainly is. There isn't one big solution for it all. It is a topic, as I said, that we will continue to have to revisit. And we would say in terms of both physical but also online bullying, that just before you post a message, before you upload a screenshot of somebody, just think about, pause for a second and think about just the effect that might have on the person that you're doing. You might find it funny, but the other student, it really might be the thing that really hurts them. So we'd say just to think about before you post. Think before post.
Okay. Now, if there was a strong case of bullying, online bullying, the next thing is the guards get involved. And do they? Is there a law now? Is COCO's law in place now for online bullying?
Absolutely, COCO's law is very, very important. And any case of severe bullying should most definitely be reported on Garda Síochána Síochána without delay.
Yeah. And just nip it in the bud. Now, those three films you mentioned, they cover, as I said, TikTok. What's the other two? Would you know?
Instagram, Snapchat. TikTok.
Okay, so that just shows how bullying can take place on these apps.
It's how bullying can take place on the various applications, and how one message, one picture of somebody can become out of hand very, very quickly. Because with the age of forwarding, something can spiral out of control very quickly. And the person on the receiving end of it, it is most definitely not good for.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's it's great you have this in place in this college. And hopefully all the schools in Ireland will be on board with this as well and get the students involved and, I suppose, tackle this and stop this online bullying. I know it's going to be very hard.
Definitely, and there is a lot of schools in Ireland that are involved in Webwise, and I would say to your listeners that definitely check out webwise.ie, because there's a lot of great initiatives, resources and information, not just for students but also for parents and teachers. So I definitely go check out webwise.ie.
And if any students have been bullied or feel they've been bullied, to contact their parents, as you said, or the teacher, talk to somebody. There's someone there to help.
Talk to somebody, definitely.
Okay, listen, thanks a million for talking to us today.
No
Alicia
problem.
And Jake, it was very interesting, and if there's anything else coming up within the school, let us know.
Great, thanks for having
okay,
us.
Thank you.